Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think that they've got more firepower in this draft, or as much firepower in this draft as any team out there. And when you give a roster that's good enough to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, that's good enough to win the Super Bowl, when you give a Super Bowl champion roster 20 draft picks in the next two drafts to go have fun with, you become a team to watch. And that's obviously not even factoring in their aggressive tendencies to begin with. So that, to me, is the team to watch, as always, on draft weekend.
Ah, the voice out of Schefter. Let's get me excited. Draft 8 days away from the first round of the NFL draft. The Eagles are a team to watch, and they've been excellent at this. 4 years running now in the NFL draft. Are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the draft? I'm not there, and it's nothing to do with the Eagles as much as I don't think anyone can master the NFL draft. It's hard. I mean, you go back through NFL history, teams have great 3 or 4 year runs. They build up great teams, and then it's hard to sustain. And look at some of those Patriots drafts. They had some big ones when they built that thing around Brady, and then it fell off for a few years, and they had some better ones, and then they got back to Super Bowls, and then it fell. I mean, it's just, and that was Bill Belichick. I mean, that was the greatest coach, along with Andy Reid, I've ever seen. So it's not easy to master this draft. A lot of people, though, are convinced they have done it. All right, 215-592-949. Let's hear from Baldy here. Baldy, interesting anecdote when he was on one afternoon about the players and the draft and the Eagles, and really it kind of hit on something that Hugh's been talking about for a long time, about what the Eagles are looking for.
I'll give you a quick story. I talked to a guy that played with the Eagles. It's not necessary to say his name, but he interviewed a lot of players at the combine at a particular position, and he was dumbfounded at how little some of the players knew about even drawing up a play or what their assignments were. And so you get some of these guys that just aren't that smart, can't think on their feet. Like, they don't sound like Philadelphia Eagles to me.
Hugh, it sounds to me like what you've spoken about a lot, which is not necessarily
smart.
Yeah, just get not. You don't necessarily need the guy that maybe is the top
the
of the charts.
Athletic.
Right.
You need a smart guy that works hard. What did they say? Hard work. Outworks talent when talent doesn't work hard, or something like that.
I think you nailed it, actually.
And you think so? I got that one? That's what the NFL is. You know, when you look at it, and I know this might be hard for a lot of people to fathom, because we like to throw the word around, he stinks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But
all the guys stink.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, to be even in consideration to be drafted, you have to have some type of elite talent. I mean, that's just the fact.
Sure.
So now, how do you separate yourself from everybody else? And the one thing that I think the Eagles have done, they've drafted guys that might not be the most talented, but they listen and they're smart. And they found the pieces that fit into what they're trying to do. That was one of the biggest things that jumped out to me. And that's just not Howie. That's the people that he's amassed around him that understand the game and understand what he's trying to do. Howie is the figurehead in all of this. There's no question about that. But I think what Howie has done, Howie has put a bunch of people around him that he trusts their opinion, and they tell him, like, listen, this guy right here, he does this, that's it, but he fits well for what we're trying to do. I keep going back to Cooper DeJean, man, and I had a chance to talk to him in a small sampling size. And the one thing that he said to me that really stuck out to me is that he studies a lot on his off nights. The fact that him and Quinyon would talk a lot after practice. Like, they would stay – like, you, people don't know this, but being a football player is a 9-to-5 job. And what I mean by that is they go to work at probably about 9 in the morning. They get the lift in maybe a little earlier. But most of the times, they don't leave till 5 in the evening. And when they leave work, they take their work home with them. I'm pretty sure nowadays they have iPads and stuff like that. So they're constantly being fed information. And these guys are picking up their iPads and they're reading them. Hell, I remember when I played, when I went over in practice, I was done. I was done with football for the day. And that's the difference, is because when they're in this, the guys that they have, when they're in this, they're in it for the whole 6 months and beyond. That's the biggest difference, I think. And that's why the Eagles have had so much success, because they've identified these guys that are, I mean, they identified their why. That's the best way I can say it. They have identified their why, and they come in and they work hard, and it's seamless to play in the NFL for them.
So I get that, and I think Howie's evolved with the draft. I think they have. I think they're better at it now than they were 4 or 5 years ago. I'm not questioning that. But when I hear so many people think they've mastered this, you're right, Hugh, but at some point, isn't someone else going to draft that smart player ahead of them?
Like, they don't have infrastructure, Joe.
Well,
I don't think so.
But okay, but I do think
it could still be a player we want that's right off the board. So, no matter where they go,
it can't be. But here's the thing: when you're in a position that the Eagles are in and they had the kind of talent, you just don't. Like, we're sitting here and they're saying, okay, at 32, you've identified one guy. No, it don't work like that.
You've identified many.
Plenty of guys, because
you don't know what's going to be there.
That, and you don't like you on the board. You have your draft and what you need, and you have what everybody else needs. And you also, if I'm not mistaken, I've never been in a draft room, but I assume it's like this. You play out the scenarios of where guys might fall.
Totally. Howie said it yesterday. He said yesterday they play out the worst case scenarios.
And yes. What
I mean, look, they've done a lot of good things. My point on though is like the last. I'm going to give you some of the topics the last few years. Quinyon at 22, Cooper at 40, Jalen Carter at 9, Nolan Smith at 30. When I've watched those four players just last season, you know what I said to myself a lot? How did they fall to the Eagles? Like, how did every team, how did 21 teams say, nah, Quinyon Mitchell?
Jalen Carter was the outlier, though. I tell you, Jalen Carter was the outlier.
We know why he fell, right?
Yeah.
But Cooper DeJean, there's no way he should have been the 40th pick. I don't care what you tell me. That's crazy in retrospect.
I'm going to simplify this a little bit. You know why Cooper DeJean probably failed the way that he did? Because he was a white corner.
You know what? I think as much people might think you're joking, I think there could be something real.
Serious.
No, I think there is.
I don't care what color he was. He could play.
And you saw it at Iowa.
But seriously.
Yeah.
People made such a big deal out of him playing a position that normally, like, they compared Jason Sehorn.
Right.
Why does he have to be compared to Jason Sehorn? Just because Jason Sehorn is white? The guy can play.
Yes.
Like, flat out.
Yeah, he's more Charles Woodson.
That's what I'm saying. He's a smart player.
Yeah.
And I think that was some of it. I know it might sound a little ignorant, but hell, there's a lot of stuff going on right Nowadays that's not ignorant.
So I'm with
you. That's what I think it was.
But my point on that is, that's like teams copy everyone, right? The team that wins, and the Eagles are the standard in the NFL, teams are going to copy them. So they're going to start looking at the Eagles. What are the Eagles doing? Well, they're not overthinking it. They're just taking really good football players. So now those guys might not be there for the Eagles when they pick. 215-592-9494. All right. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington, are you convinced the Eagles have figured out this whole draft thing? What's up, Jeff?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The moment was too big for him.
Is he at Buc-ee's again?
The moment was too big for him.
He might be in one of those 18 bays of gas.
He might be in the bathroom getting it in.
Excuse me?
Using the bathroom.
Okay. Gotcha.
Doing what, though?
Let's go to Aaron. Who's up next? What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning.
Aaron, what's up?
Hugh.
Yes.
I thought you and I were on the same page yesterday with the Hughes clues. I mean, you said inappropriate mascot name.
Yes, it's inappropriate.
Animal.
Yes.
So I'm sitting down, I'm thinking, moose, nah, it's not an inappropriate name. Bear, no.
Oh, when you said no.
And then it came to me, a light bulb came on over my head. So I dialed 215-592-9494. So excited, waiting for Kyle to pick up the phone. Kyle picks up the phone. I said, I got the answer. Beavers. Not the right answer.
Mm-mm.
I thought we were on the right.
No, but see,
you're in San Diego anyway, so the draft party tickets wouldn't really work out.
No, and you know what?
I would have been willing to fly out for that party.
Okay.
And when I said inappropriate, I meant inappropriate for the state that they used the mascot for. Mm. Because there's not a lot of Wolverines in Michigan.
Yeah, and I thought about Ike Reese clue, and that wouldn't have gone over well either, would it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it probably would have, because I can't stand the Wolverines.
Because he's a Spartan. He's a Sparty.
Anything on the draft?
Well, I was talking about the Beavers, Andrew.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked. Right, what do you think? Have the Eagles figured out this whole draft thing?
All right, Nosferatu. Consider me Van Helsing today, because I am so sick and tired of this Super Bowl syndrome that Howie's getting lucky.
Van Helsing was a vampire.
No, you don't get lucky over the last 5 years. You don't build your team that wins a Super Bowl, you know, off of luck.
Well,
this guy forgot the formula. The most important pick that this guy's ever made, Jalen Reagor, because he had to sit there and for a year watch Justin Jefferson run up and down the field and set all kinds of records. Your point of, you know, when somebody brings up, we've got to, you know, when somebody says they've got to fill holes, that, oh, there's problems with the team. No, we won the Super Bowl yesterday or last year because of depth. And we need depth, so we need to fill the positions that we need.
Right, but now we're assuming we're going to nail all these draft picks to fill the holes. And I'm saying it's not easy to keep hitting, you know, 60% of your draft picks. That's hard.
We are in a position that 31 other teams would love to be in. We have the most talent on the roster of any team in the NFL right now. And then we're in a position that we can just be patient. If we want to move up in the draft, we can move up in the draft. If we want to move back in the draft, we'll move back in the draft.
You're mailing it in.
Hey,
you're mailing it in.
No, I'm not mailing
yes, you
it
are.
In.
But Aaron, everyone can move up or down
the
draft.
Whatever they do is fine.
No,
no worries.
That's what it's all about.
It's not.
It's about having options.
Well, they do, but Howie's always usually gives himself options. I mean, they have an excess of picks. You're right. The next 2 years, 8 this year, 12 next year, they have an excess of picks. But he's had lots of picks before and made bad picks.
Well, hold on. Doesn't the amount of picks that Howie's accumulated indicate that he knows that a lot of the draft is luck?
Yes.
He wants more shots at the dartboard.
Yeah, just throw as much as you can and hope you hit as many as you can. Yeah, I think if you ask Howie, deep down, he knows he's been on a heat. Again, it's like watching a three-point shooter nail 7 in a game. They're probably not going to nail 7 the next night, even if they're a good shooter.
That's math, Aaron.
It's math.
Joe, I'm 8 days away from cashing in on my bet.
Which one?
I'm so excited.
What do you got?
I don't give a shit.
What bet?
But listen to me.
What bet?
Hey, no.
Can you focus?
You're talking about Howie Roseman having a bad draft. That was 6 years ago, my friend. 6 years. Look at his draft since.
Right, but my point is he wasn't as
influence on the team winning.
I get it, but can we count on that again and again and again?
Well, I'd rather be an Eagles fan right now than a Jacksonville Jaguars fan.
Of course, Aaron, we appreciate it, but we all would.
That was brutal.
I mean, we all would. That's not the point. The point is, I guess we could frame this a different way because we all know the Eagles are in a good spot in the grand big picture. Do you expect them to nail this draft?
I think they'll get some good players out of it.
Yeah, I don't expect it. I don't expect them to nail another draft in a row. Now, they could, and I wouldn't be shocked. Like, again, guys on a heater hitting a bunch of threes. Do I expect them to hit the next one? Maybe not. Do I be shocked if it is? No. But I don't expect them to just hit a home run like they have the last couple of years. This is rare to hit home runs like that.
I think what the Eagles have done, they've identified the players that they need in order to have success. And it's the infrastructure, man. Just think about this for a minute. Think about all the other teams that guys that have played here that go to talk about how different it is. That's what sticks out to me. I remember when I went to Jacksonville, man. And it's a small thing, but just the food in the cafeteria, it was different. I remember I'm walking in the cafeteria, and I'm like, damn, you got to pay for the food? Like, or you don't have this many varieties? They do a great job of taking care of their guys. And I know it sounds like a small thing, but when you don't have to worry about your nutrition and things of that nature and you're being monitored to be at your optimal playing football, it makes it easier to play football. And they like everything that they do since I remember, and it's just gotten better, is top tier. And I think that's the biggest difference, man. And I know for a lot of people, they might not understand it because it's a small thing, but having somebody that you could call at any time of the night, if you need anything, if your wife need to get some Pampers for the baby or whatever, or you need help, let's be real. If you got to get out of trouble, you get pulled over somewhere and you need to get out of trouble, you got somebody that you can call that has your back. That's different. That is something, or keep you out of trouble. Hell, you've been drinking and you say, hey, man, I need somebody to come get me. And they call the Uber or whatever. That's different. It's not like that everywhere.
They're a great organization, maybe the best organization in the NFL. But like this whole, what Aaron just said is you don't build a Super Bowl team with luck. Sure you do. I just want to remind everybody the reason that Jalen Hurts was Super Bowl MVP quarterback, let's remind everybody, the Eagles wanted to move off of him for Russell Wilson, who didn't want to come here.
Deshaun Watson,
who didn't want to come here. There is luck involved in every move you make. They say sometimes the best move you make is the one you don't. That's luck.
Let's just go to the Jalen Hurts pick. Look, can we all be honest? If the Eagles knew, and I think they had a hunch he could be something, that's why they drafted him with the 53rd pick. If they knew what he was, he would have been their first round pick, guys. They would have taken him with the pick they took Rager. If they knew what he was, they didn't know. And he fell him in the second round, and they made an excellent pick. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, how about this? We got a four-pack of tickets today to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party. You can go watch the Eagles nail another pick with us next Thursday night at the Link.
But you got to get through me first.
Well, you got to get through. The gatekeeper.
I'm gatekeeping tickets.
You are. All right.
Gatekeeper don't sound right, though. Well, that sounds kind of mean and selfish.
But you kind of sound like you're the one that gives. I mean, it's your game.
It's my game.
Yeah.
Hughes Clues.
Yeah, let's play it. Hughes Clues. Let's do it.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. Begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
Can I just say this real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen all the hate that I've gotten for my first clue.
Ignore the haters.
I definitely do that. And I'm just letting y'all know it just makes it worse. It just makes it worse because I've leaned into the hatred. It works opposite for me. You know, like some people get in their feelings when you hate on them. That don't bother me. It just makes me, it galvanizes the way that I feel.
Never forget what Reggie Jackson said. They don't boo nobody.
They don't boo nobody. So here's the first clue. This is a food that comes in many varieties.
You proud of yourself today?
Proud. I'm so proud.
A food that comes in many varieties.
You know what? It's gotten to the point, Joe, where when I give these first clues out, I can close my eyes And I could hear the people calling me mean and hurtful names.
They're in the car. They're in traffic. This guy
right here. Looking like a highlight, what they called me yesterday, a highlighter.
Hey, what do you
I got
the today?
Green highlighter on today. I look like a green highlighter.
You are bright today. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, also, don't forget, we'll be back to your phone calls in a second. Your guest is for Hughes Clues. 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles sold-out draft party at the Link next Thursday night. Starts at 7 p.m. We'll be live doing our show at 6. Well, not this show, but a draft show. We'll be on starting at 6 next Thursday night. But don't forget, I mean, what was it, 15 years ago in the first round, the Eagles selected a defensive lineman from Michigan. His name was Brandon Graham. And that guy.
BG.
How about this day we're having on May 5th, BG Day on 5-5, honoring Brandon Graham's legendary career all day on air. And the celebration continues that evening with BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. BG will be on stage with Joe to camera, talking about stories from his career, never before heard behind-the-scenes kind of stuff. It's going to be great. All about his career. Come on out. Tickets available, 94WIP.com for BG Live Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. We'll be out there. Let's go to the phone lines here. Dan in Westchester. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's Dan. What's up, buddy?
I love this conversation. I wanted to comment on this because while I was waiting, I did a few things, looking up what is the hit rate of draft picks in the NFL. And a hit means the player was a significant contributor or signed a second contract with the team. And it differs by position, but just quickly, first round overall 50%, second round 33%. Third round, 16%, all the way down to the seventh round where it's less than 1%. By position, quarterbacks, 46%, wide receivers, 27%, tight ends, 33%. Defense is the shining star. Between 50 and 60% of all defensive players are hits. So back to your question, I think, what does it mean for the Eagles to have figured it out? To me, it would mean instead of hitting at 40 or 50%, they get a couple of percentage points. You know, maybe they're at 52% or 37%. That's what a success means. It doesn't mean you're going to get 60, 70% of your hits right.
Right, and to your point, Dan, this is really interesting. I mean, to your point, as I look at their last four drafts, first and second round, Devontae Dickerson, Davis Juergens, Carter, I'll include Nolan Smith as their second pick, but he was obviously the 30th pick in the first round, Quinyon and Cooper. I mean, Dan, off the top of my head, that's a 100% hit rate, their last eight top two picks in each of the last four drafts. That feels like it's an unsustainable percentage.
And they know that, too. They know that they got lucky on a lot of those. And they know they're never – it's probably the best draft they're ever going to have in the history of the Eagles. And, look, I get the point that maybe they have a little bit of magic in the office and their strategies, but every team has really smart people trying to figure out what their needs are, what the formula for success is. Every team is doing that. And – when the Eagles are successful, believe me, they're going to try to figure out what is the magic formula for the Eagles. How can we gain 1% or 2% in our...
Well, no question. Everyone's watching them and copying them now.
And they're going to do it. They're going to copy, and some of them are going to hit it. And that means some of the players that the Eagles might want won't be there because other teams have figured out how to grab them.
Well, and a lot of Howie's former people in this front office, I know he was saying they have a lot of people there now helping him, which they obviously have good people now. They're in other front offices now, right? Like the Cunningham guy, the woman that worked here, she's with the Browns. Like, so they know how Howie thinks, and they're populating other front offices.
And that's why they're getting jobs. And to Dan, to your point, every team does not know how to do this. Jacksonville Jaguars still ain't figured it out. Who else hasn't figured out? The Giants had a formula, and they fired everybody. They haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
This is something that when you talk about sustainability, there's only two teams that in my mind that I think of when you talk about just wins per season have been able to sustain this. Pittsburgh Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles in a 10-year span.
Chiefs.
Okay,
Chiefs.
I forgot. My fault. The Chiefs. I was
what
thinking. I said Pittsburgh first. So
no,
it's not easy to sustain.
He said New England, by the way.
New Patriots. England is on the bottom end of all of that. But they were in there. They were in there, too.
They've fallen now.
But everybody hasn't been able to figure this out.
Well, they haven't. All right, Dan, what do you got for us for your guest for Hughes Clues? Food that comes in many varieties.
cereal.
Cereal.
That's a good guess.
That's a really,
that's
good,
a really
guess.
Good guess.
Dan, not it, but we're off to a rolling start here. 215-592-9490. For more calls on this coming up, are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the draft? I mean, the last 4 years would say they have. I look at it as they're on an incredible hot streak, but I don't expect this to continue at this pace. Your guests for Hughes Clues, we've got a four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 Draft Party. Plus, you could also get in on the Phils. Good win last night. Finally, some contributions for Bohm and Morris. We'll get to that and what Bryce Harper said about those guys coming up next. 215-592-9494 is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.